Welcome to the AQA A-Level Psychology Stress Revision Podcast. I'm your guide, and over the next 10 minutes, we'll be breaking down one of the most fascinating and mark-heavy topics in the specification. Stress isn't just something you feel during exam season. It's a complex physiological and psychological response that examiners love to test. Understanding the pathways, the sources, and the management techniques is your ticket to top marks. We'll cover the core biology, the key research, and crucially, how to apply it all to get the credit you deserve. So, grab a notepad and let's get started.
First, let's tackle the core physiology. For A01, you must be able to accurately describe the two key pathways. First up is the sympathomedullary pathway, or SAM pathway, for acute short-term stress. Think of that sudden shock when you miss a step. Your hypothalamus, the brain's alarm center, activates the sympathetic branch of the autonomic nervous system. This signals the adrenal medulla to release adrenaline and noradrenaline. The result? The classic fight or flight response. Increased heart rate, breathing, and blood pressure, getting the body ready for action. Marks are awarded for correctly sequencing these stages. The second pathway is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal system, or HPA axis, for chronic long-term stress, like worrying about exams for weeks. Here, the hypothalamus releases CRF, causing the pituitary gland to release ACTH. This hormone travels to the adrenal cortex, which then releases cortisol. Cortisol has many effects, but for your exam, the most important is its role in immunosuppression. High levels of cortisol over time reduce the production of lymphocytes and the effectiveness of natural killer cells, making you more vulnerable to illness. A key study here is Kiyoko Glazer et al.'s research on medical students, which found that their immune systems were weaker during the high-stress exam period. Citing this study provides excellent A03 evaluation. Now, what causes this stress? The specification highlights two sources. First, life changes, studied by Holmes and Rahi using their Social Readjustment Rating Scale, or SRRS. This scale assigns a certain number of life change units to different events, like death of a spouse or divorce. A high score in a year was correlated with a higher chance of illness. However, a key evaluation point is that this is just a correlation, not causation, and the data is retrospective. An alternative view is that daily hassles studied by Kanner are more significant. These are the minor but frequent irritations of everyday life, like losing your keys or traffic jams. Kanner argued that the cumulative effect of these hassles is a better predictor of stress-related illness than major life events. Finally, let's consider individual differences. Why do some people thrive under pressure while others crumble? Kubasa proposed the concept of the hardy personality, defined by the three C's: control, a belief that you can influence outcomes; commitment, a sense of purpose; and challenge, viewing change as an opportunity for growth. This is a brilliant concept for AO2 application questions. Then we have Friedman and Rosamond's type A and type B personalities. Type A individuals are described as competitive, time urgent, and hostile, and were found to be more susceptible to coronary heart disease. Type B individuals are the opposite, relaxed and patient. Don't forget type C, who are compliant and suppress their emotions, a personality type linked in some research to cancer. Now, for the crucial exam technique. A common mistake that loses candidates' marks is confusing the adrenal medulla with the adrenal cortex. Remember this: medulla for medals. You get a medal for a quick sprint, which is an acute stress response involving adrenaline. Cortex for chronic, both starting with C, for the long-term stress response involving cortisol. Another pitfall is stating that stresses causes illness. This is too simplistic. For higher level marks, you must explain the mechanism of immunosuppression, that cortisol reduces the effectiveness of the immune system, making an individual more vulnerable to illness. When it comes to 16 mark essays, a balanced structure is key. Aim for 6 marks of A01 description and 10 marks of A03 evaluation. A great evaluation strategy is to use issues and debates. For example, you can critique the biological explanation of stress as being biologically reductionist, as it ignores psychological factors like our perception of a stressor. For scenario questions, which test A02, you must explicitly quote from the STEM. If the question describes a character who is competitive and always rushing, you should state, "The fact that John is described as always rushing suggests he has a type A personality." This direct link is where you gain the credit. Okay, let's test that knowledge with a quick-fire retrieval practice round. Cover your notes. Question 1. Which part of the adrenal gland releases cortisol? Answer, the adrenal cortex. Question 2. What are the three C's of the hardy personality? Answer, control, commitment, and challenge. Question 3. Which stress pathway is responsible for the immediate fight or flight response? Answer, the SAM pathway. Question 4. Name the researcher who suggested daily hassles are a more significant source of stress than life changes. Answer, Kanner. Question 5. What is the key hormone released by the adrenal medulla? Answer, adrenaline. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to that section again. So, to summarize, we've covered the 2 critical stress pathways, SAM for acute and HPA for chronic stress. We've looked at sources of stress, comparing life changes and daily hassles, and explored individual differences like the hardy personality and type AB behaviors. Most importantly, we focused on how to translate this knowledge into marks, avoiding common pitfalls and structuring your answers effectively. Remember to explain the how and the why, not just list facts. That's all for this episode. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.